Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Remember Trump and Project 2025 with Melissa Fosley's podcast. In the first season, I dropped all of Project 2025's manifesto from the Heritage Foundation. You can go back and listen to each section and chapter that I changed the text into audio so you can listen to it and choose the part that you are most interested in. Now in Season 2, I will talk more about Donald Trump and his first 4 years in office from 2017 to 2021 to remind people of what happened during that time so we are not doomed to repeat history. I will share news stories and include my memories of that time. I could go back further in time when it comes to Donald Trump, like the Access Hollywood tape, how we all screamed and cried when they announced him the winner and Hillary Clinton called to concede. But I like to focus on his days in the Oval Office, starting with his inauguration day. January 20th, 2017, he gave his America First inaugural speech that was dubbed as the American Carnage speech. I remember the Obamas and the Clintons looking at each other and wondering what in the hell did they just listen to. His white nationalist senior aides, Stephen Miller and Steve Bannon, wrote the speech full of nationalism and populism with absolutism and distrust in the democracy. Trump insisted he wrote it, but you know, he can't even post coherently on social media. My favorite, and what would become ironic when he lost, when he said, "Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power, and we are grateful to President Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama for their gracious aid throughout this transition. They have been magnificent." Talk about class versus ass. The most corrupt Trump administration began while on the inaugural stage, when Lieutenant General Michael Flynn at 12:11 p.m. texted a businessman indicating that a lucrative nuclear energy plan they had been developing with Russian partners was good to go, according to a whistleblower who informed Elijah Cummings, the leading House Democrat. These shady deals obviously began after the election when many, many people visited him in Trump Tower. Remember when you saw the cameras stalking the lobby by the press to see who were kissing his ring? Reports came out that people were coming in through the back door so not to be seen by the press. Anyone visiting him wanted something from him, and Trump knew the art of the deal. He knew how to imply favors, bribes, and kickbacks. Trump was over a half a billion in debt, so of course he saw this as a way to get out of said debt. Well, it all began to fruition on day one on the inaugural stage with Flynn. And there is photographic proof. Just Google it. Reports later came out that he did not enjoy his inauguration day. So there is some solace in that. Remember the famous photo of Melania looking so unhappy with her head down? Just Google it. Remember when Trump said he had the biggest crowd that day too? He had Sean Spicer tell the first of many lies when he said at the press podium, "The largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe." For days, Trump tried to put out photos showing his crowds, but it was Obama's 2009 inauguration that holds the record of 1.8 million people. I remember seeing empty risers along the parade route and the lousy parade. He never got out of the beast limo to do the traditional walk up to the White House either. Everyone knows by now that Trump loves ratings and exaggerating his crowd sizes. That's why the Women's March chose the next day to protest the Trump administration that had more than double the people show up. I was there with my sister. The streets were packed with peaceful protesters, and I talked to the police, and there was no violent incidents. They had only reported two elderly people that were dehydrated and needed medical attention. Trump ignored the Women's March, but Sean Spicer again went to the podium and eviscerated the press, saying they weren't reporting correctly the crowd sizes and that Trump's were more. Trump did tweet that day, "A fantastic day and evening in Washington, D.C. Thank you to Fox News and so many other news outlets for the great reviews of the speech." While the march was going on, it was widely reported he was on a revenge tour, starting the day at the CIA, condemning the investigations into Russia, helping him get elected. I saw the Beast limo pull back into the White House from that outing, so I know he saw the crowds. He also did the same thing to the media after the election, when he invited the heads and anchors of the media to the conference room at Trump Tower and berated them for their coverage of his election. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time when I talk about some of the hirings and firings of his administration, starting with his most noticeable firing of the FBI director, Jim Comey. I care about our country, and I hope you do too. Remember to vote November 5th.